Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, the NBA season's here, guys. Just right around the corner, so you know what time it is. My season preview, guys. I did the Eastern Conference. Now it's time for the West. I'll go through all the divisions, tell you the finishes. I'll tell you also the playoff teams. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with Basketball GD podcast with yours truly. And the NBA season is here. So we will talk about all the teams. I already covered the Eastern Conference. It's time for the West. So without any further delay, let's do this. So we will start in the Southwest Division. So we will start, and just to give you of how I'm doing this, a little bit of how I'm doing this. I'll take each division, I'll go alphabetically, and then at the end, I'll give you my order of finish. All right? So that's how we're doing it. The Dallas Mavericks. Their potential starting lineup, of course, Luka Doncic, he's there. Kyrie Irving, forming that dynamic duo in the backcourt, along with PJ Washington. Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, he'll be in that starting lineup as well. And Daniel Gafford. Coming off your bench, back for his second stint with the Mavericks, Spencer Dinwiddie, he'll be the third guard for that team. Najee Marshall, he's coming in. They got him from the Pelicans. Derek Lively, their young, impressive big there. Also, you got guys like Jaden Hardy, Quentin Grimes, who you got from Detroit, and then Max Kleber also. The question is, can they make another run to the finals? Big question there. I think it all stems from Luka's health, guys. I think if Luka's healthy, anything goes for that team. And then also, too, tied to the into that is my next question. How much does Klay Thompson have left in the tank? Supposedly, from what I've been hearing in the preseason, people are saying, oh, he looks washed. So was he kind of playing it coy until regular season? And then you'll see what he can do. Don't know. But I would reserve judgment till I see him in the regular season. Then I could give a definitive on the whole theory that he's washed or not. So we'll see. And then your centers, is it Gafford or is it Lively? I think initially there'll be Gafford, but I think as time progresses, maybe Lively overtakes him at some point, but I think now Gafford is the way they go at the center position. The Houston Rockets, a team that kind of came on down the stretch last season, their potential starting lineup, Alperen Sengun, who ended up being a finalist in the most improved player. So he'll be at your center position. Jalen Green, who played out of his mind down the stretch last season. Fred VanVleet, of course, your de facto point guard there. Dylan Brooks and Jabari Smith Jr. And then on your bench, Amen Thompson, Steven Adams, you get him back. He's healthy now, so he'll be the premium backup to Sengun, Tyree Eason, Cam Whitmore, they're promising forward. Also, Aaron Holiday and Reed Shepherd, they're rookie. So, and then you have Coach Ime Udoka over there running the show. And the question for them, are they ready to take that next step into the play-in or perhaps playoff even? I think they could be one of the teams, guys. I'll talk about that when I talk about order of finish and then when I talk about playoffs. And has Jalen Green turned the corner as being one of the team's top players? I think he has. I think it was something about him becoming a father and all those things where a light just went on, man, and he played fantastic, man. So I think if he brings that in, if he's able to incorporate that with what Sengun gives you and the rest of this lineup, I think they have a makings of a very good team in this Western Conference. The Memphis Grizzlies, your potential starting lineup. Of course, you have Ja Morant back in the fold. Jaren Jackson Jr., of course. Desmond Bain. Marcus Smart, I think he'll be in the backcourt along with Ja. And then Zach Edey, the rookie from Purdue, I think he'll be your starting center, guys. Thus giving way for Jaren Jackson to slide back to a power forward position. Coming off your bench, Santi Aldama, who last year he played pretty good for them, guys. Brandon Clark, he's back healthy. He had a knee issue that really derailed his season last year. Luke Kennard is there. Your shooting guard there. John Concard. G.G. Jackson II. He really showed something last season, guys. Scottie Pippen Jr. and then Vince Williams Jr. The question for them, will Ja return as a top five point guard in this league? I think Ja Morant, I think last season really humbled him. And I think he, I would like to think, let me put it that way. I would like to think he'll come back hungry and ready to prove the naysayers wrong. He is a talent in this league. Make no mistake about that, guys. When he's on, he's one of the top flight point guards in this game. And I think this season he wants to, at least I hope, he wants to put the naysayers to bed and just help this team do what they need to do to get to the next level. And then how will Zach Edey make out as the rookie starting center? I mean, he kind of has it made, guys, playing next to a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. All he has to do is, you know, put on a couple of moves inside. I think he could possibly do a double-double as a rookie. That's how good I think the kid is. So I think he'll be just fine there. Sure, he's a bit slower foot, but I think, too, he can give the defense problems. So it kind of goes both ways, but I think he'd be a nice addition in that starting lineup. I think Ja will be able to lob it up to him and he do his thing. So, yeah, I like him in the starting lineup for them. So let us move on. The New Orleans Pelicans, their potential starting lineup, Zion Williamson, who I heard lost some weight, so it seems like he's dedicated and ready to go, guys, ready to keep the off-the-court nonsense to a slow boil. Brandon Ingram, also C.J. McCollum, DeJounte Murray, who they got in the Atlanta deal. And from what I'm hearing, guys, they want to put Herb Jones at the center position. I was kind of surprised by that, to be honest. But That's what they're going with. And then on your bench, Daniel Theiss, he'll be the big man coming in to spell Jones. Jose Alvarado, of course, Grand Theft Alvarado. He'll be his usual menace self in the backcourt. Eves Missy, a young center there who could maybe, when all is said and done, maybe vie for a starting spot himself. We'll see. Trey Murphy III, who, from what I hear, he's already dealing with an injury, guys. If I'm not mistaken, last year he started the year hurt. So I'm like, really? Jeez. So Trey Murphy, guys, he's a kid who can light it up when he's healthy, but the problem is his health. So right now they're saying that, oh no, they gave him an extension. They gave him a rookie extension, 4 years, $112 million. But he's dealing with a hamstring injury, so we'll see if he's ready to make himself ready to be back in that lineup. We'll see. But, yeah, so you have him, Jordan Hawkins, who did a nice job as a rookie for this team. The question is, who will run the point? Will it be McCollum or it be DeJounte Murray? Because the rumblings, I heard that it'll be CJ doing it. I'm like, why, when you got a guy like DeJounte Murray who knows how to run it? So who am I to say? But we'll see how that shakes out. I'm not even sure yet, to be honest with you. And then who will eventually become the starting center? My smart money's on the young kid, Eves Missy. I think when all is said and done, I think he could squeeze in there and be the starter. I don't see Herb Jones as a starting center. I just don't. So, again, what do I know? I just got this little podcast here, but what do I know? But I digress. So we'll see what happens. And then the San Antonio Spurs, their starting lineup, Victor Wembanyama, of course, CP3, Chris Paul there. I thought it was an excellent get by them. Got him. He was with Golden State last year. Devin Vassell, who's going to start the year hurt. He's another one, guys, who he's going to miss some time. From what I understand, it could be, let me check and make sure, doing this in real time, guys. But, yeah, from what I hear, he's going to miss at least he's going to miss the beginning of the season. How long that is, I can't tell you for certain. But once he's back, it'll be interesting to see how Chris Paul gets him involved in the offense in that regard. Then also Harrison Barnes, who you got from Sacramento in a trade. Solid veteran forward. And Jeremy Sochan, who popped last year, tried to put at the point guard position. That experiment failed, so they're sticking him back to his rightful position as the power forward. And then your bench, Keldon Johnson, he's still there. He's a spark plug off the bench. Zach Collins as well. Stephon Castle from UConn, the rookie guard there. They want to groom him to eventually be the heir apparent to Chris Paul. We'll see what happens there. Trey Jones is still there. He's a young guard as well. Jalen McDaniels, who they actually got, but it looks like he's going to be waived, guys. So much for that. Question is, what to expect from this team with the additions of Chris Paul, Harrison Barnes, and Castle? I expect them to run more, guys. I expect him to run a bit more, even with an old Chris Paul. I see him getting the ball, especially into the hands of Victor Wembanyama. I think that's what was missing last year for him, having that solid point guard who can feed him. So there's that. But I expect a big year from Victor Wembanyama. I still expect Popovich to kind of manage him a bit. He did play at least 70 games last year. That was great. But, yeah, I think Popovich will kind of still manage his games and so forth, where it'll be in the range of 70 or so, given that health permits, of course. And then to finish for the Southwest Division, I'm going to say Dallas first. I think Memphis will be all the way back, guys. I'm picking them second in that conference. And then Houston. Houston will be third, followed by, I don't know how sold I am on the Pelicans, but I'll pick them for the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if San Antonio leapfrogs them, but I'll just pick it that way. Moving on to the Northwest Division, starting with the Denver Nuggets. Of course, their starting lineup, the Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and then I think that fifth position will go to Christian Braun. He'll be the guy filling in now that KCP has gone to the Orlando Magic. Talk about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Then off your bench, Russell Westbrook, who they were able to get from the Clippers, and then Perry Watson, Dario Saric, and he's still there. DeAndre Jordan, yeah, he's still there as the Joker's backup. So question is, where is the depth behind their top four guys? Where's the depth for this team? That's my worry with the Denver Nuggets. I mean, you still have the guy like the Joker, so he'll definitely keep this team amongst the top six teams, I think. Can Russ step in for a prolonged absence if Murray was to go down? I think he could. I think Russell Westbrook is a guy who could fill in for Murray. He's not going to give you the scoring that Murray does, but you'll just have to rely on other guys like Porter Jr. or Aaron Gordon or possibly even Brown. So, but that would be my concern with the Nuggets, their depth. Minnesota Timberwolves, their potential lineup. We talked about the Karl Anthony trade. So Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle now, Dante DiVincenzo, he'll start as well. Michael Conley and Rudy Gobert. I think that'll be probably your starting lineup. Whether they put Edwards at the small forward position or Dante DiVincenzo will remain to be seen. Then off your bench, Jaden McDaniels. He'll be there. Naz Reid, who won Sixth Man of the Year last year. Nickeil Alexander-Walker. And then Rob Dillingham, their rookie, who will be the heir apparent for Mike Connolly when he's done, and then Luke Garza as well. And then the question is, how will a post-Cat team look like? And I think all hinges on the health of Julius Randle. Is that shoulder completely healthy? I'm guessing yes. Otherwise, the trade wouldn't have went down, but it's looking like he's healthy. I know he didn't play in all that many of the preseason games, so there's that. But as far as Randle goes, I think what he does for this team will go a long way. Now that he's not in New York, and he kind of runs into the problem he had in New York. He's going to be the second fiddle now to Anthony Edwards. And how him and Edwards get along, I think that'll bear some watching as well. You know, Edwards, you know, I talked about him when I did one episode where, you know, he was disparaging the older players. He could come off as a bit of a knucklehead. He can. Ultra talented, but he can come off a bit strong. So how him and Randall mesh, I think I'll keep a slight eye on that to see what happens there. But yeah, so that's my question as far as the Timberwolves go. I think, again, Randall's health is key to what happens with this team. Looks like he's ready to go for Rick for the season opener, so we'll see what happens. Oklahoma City Thunder, top team in the West last season. Their potential starting lineup: Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, their MVP-type player, Chet Holmgren, who had a fine rookie season. I use the air quotes. And then Jalen Williams, who is a fine fit with this ball club as their number three. Lu Dort, he's in that lineup as well. And I think things could change, guys, because Isaiah Hartenstein, who they got in free agency, he's going to be out 5 to 6 weeks with a fractured hand. So they're going to have to figure some things out. I think now a guy, maybe Chet Holmgren, goes back to the center position. You were kind of freeing him up to play power forward, but that's not going to be the case right now. So maybe he goes to the center, and then guys start to move up the lineup. You bring an Alex Caruso in to be a starter now. I think that's probably the way that Mike Daigneault goes, the coach over there. Isaiah Joe coming off your bench, Aaron Wiggins, Kenrich Williams, the other Jalen Williams, and then also Kayson Wallace. So those are your guys coming off the bench. And then the question is, can they finish as the top team in the West again? I would have comfortably said yes if you had Hartenstein healthy. But the fact that you don't, I mean, they were a top team before that, but I guess now with them being the hunted, that adds kind of a different flavor to things, but it's possible. We'll see. I think, like I said, if it's 5 to 6 weeks, he'll be out. So he can miss a little more than a month, maybe come back mid-December. Hartenstein will, and we'll see where they are at that point. Portland Trailblazers, their potential starters: Anfernee Simons, of course, Scoot Henderson, their rookie from last year, who had an uneven rookie season. Jeremy Grant, Dene Avaji, who they got from the Washington Wizards in a trade, and then DeAndre Ayton. And the thing for this team is, well, let me talk about their bench. Shaedon Sharpe coming off their bench. Robert Williams III. Donovan Clingan, who is a rookie. There's the center from UConn. And Delano Bayton, who actually had a good little season there. And Jabari Walker. Question is, will Coach Chauncey Billups, will he be able to field a relatively healthy squad? Because last year, you had guys missing games. Simons, he missed 36 games. Scoot missed 20. Jeremy Grant missed 28. Ayton missed 27. Shaedon Sharpe missed 50 games. And then you had Robert Williams III, who only played in 6 games last season. So that's a lot of guys that's not on the court. So I think the health of them, I would pay attention to. And then could guys like DeAndre Ayton and Jeremy Grant be on the trading block, which is possible because they're not part of the youth movement per se. So maybe a playoff hungry team can use a forward like Grant. Maybe a team desperate for a center could go the way of DeAndre Ayton. We'll see. But oh yeah, I could definitely see both of them being on the block for sure. And then you have the Utah Jazz. Of course, their forward, Lauri Markkanen, who signed that big extension over there for Utah. Also, Colin Sexton, who looks like he's all the way back, guys. Keontae George, who became the point guard for that team and actually played well down the stretch. Taylor Hendricks will be the power forward there. Talented forward, so I'll be interested to see what he brings to the table. And it looks like, guys, they're going to start John Collins at the center position. So that will be interesting. Off your bench, Jordan Clarkson, who always you could always put him in the sixth man of the year talk. If he was with a better team, he would definitely be talked about. Patty Mills, still milling about, no pun intended. Walker Kessler, their center coming off the bench, who was a bit on the trading block himself, and then Drew Eubanks as well. Question, is George ready to be the full-time point guard? I don't think he got much of a choice because they're giving him the job regardless. So let's say the flashes that we saw, hopefully that can take for the season. We'll see what Coach Will Hardy can do with that squad. And does Lauri Markkanen have 70-plus game season in him? He hasn't done that much, guys. So, which, again, you know, the fact that they threw all that money at him. I mean, when he's on the floor, he's one of the talented forwards in the league, but it's a matter of him being on the floor, guys. That's the thing. So that is your Northwest Conference. Order of finish, I'm picking OKC, Minnesota, Denver, Portland, and Utah. I think Minnesota has what it takes. I think they have more depth than Denver does. So I think that goes a long way for them. And I think the coach over there, Chris Finch, I think he'll find a way to blend in Randall, blend in the talents of a DiVincenzo that will help this ball club, a ball club that desperately needed three-point shooting. So DiVincenzo gives you that. So, yeah, I see Minnesota leapfrogging the Denver Nuggets in that conference. I mean, in that division, sorry. And then pulling up the rear. I'm going to say Portland. I'm going to say that because I think they'll be a bit healthier. And if so, I give them a puncher's chance over the Utah Jazz. And then the Pacific Division, the last one we'll cover. We'll start with Golden State Warriors. Their starting lineup, potentially, Steph Curry, of course, Draymond Green, Bradon Pozynski, Andrew Wiggins, and Jonathan Kuminga. Coming off your bench will be Buddy Hield, who they got from the Sixers. Also, Tracy Jackson Davis, who I thought played very well for them last season. Moses Moody, it looks like he's coming around for them. Gary Payton II, he's there as well. Kevon Looney, long time Golden State Warrior, big there. Kyle Anderson, who they now have in the fold, and De'Anthony Melton. Question is, what will life look like with Klay now in Dallas? You know, you take away a two-way player, a guy who can light it up from long distance. I understand you brought in a Buddy Hield who can kind of do the same thing, but without the defensive intensity of a Klay Thompson. But I do like the kid Podziemski. I like him, so we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I think he'll be fine. And will Draymond keep his emotions in check? I know he got his panties in a bunch when one of the reporters asked him about that. I thought it was a legitimate question because of what he did last season. So I didn't see anything out of the way about what he said. This is a major concern. They need him on the floor. They need him on the floor, guys. And I'm not going to shy away from what I said last year about him. If he had played in half of those games that he missed, that's a difference in the standings, guys. And they're not a play-in team. They're a top 16. That's just the way it is. So the reporter asks him a legitimate question. Will you be able to, you know, your teammates worry about you because they need you? So I don't see why he was feeling a way about what was asked of him. If anything, see, that's my thing with him. He doesn't take culpability. He doesn't take responsibility for his actions. So keep an eye on him this season. I don't think we're done with him and his antics. I don't think so. I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll be gladly wrong, but we'll see. The Clippers, the LA Clippers, potential starting lineup, Kawhi Leonard, who we now know is out indefinitely with, you know, his many knee issues. So we'll see what happens there. Also in the starting lineup, James Harden, of course, manning the point. Avika Zubat, your center there. Norman Powell, who I absolutely love in fantasy right now. And Terrence Mann. So that's your starting lineup. As far as your bench, Mo Bamba will be your backup center there. Kevin Porter Jr., he's now in LA, so we'll see what happens there. Bones Highland, they still have him. Nicholas Batum, I imagine Batum will probably start in the place of Kawhi for the moment. And then Derek Jones Jr. And, of course, my question is, will Kawhi give them another 65 to 68 games like he did last season? I'm going to say no, because he already starting out the gate talking about being out indefinitely. So there's that. And can both Terrence Mann and Norman Powell make up what was lost when Paul George left? I say they have no choice now that Kawhi is down. So definitely have no choice. Both of those guys got to do something here. So my money's on Powell, actually. Man should be fine as well, but I'm placing my money on Powell for sure. So that's the Clipper story. The LA Lakers, potential starters, LeBron, of course, AD, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell. I think your fifth starter is Rui Hachimura. Coming off your bench, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, let's see if he's healthy for the season. He missed all of last season, guys. Jackson Hayes as a backup big. Max Christie there. Also, Dalton Connect, your rookie there. I think he could make an impact. Cam Reddish. And then, of course, Bronny James as your rookie. Question. how much does LeBron have left? I say so far so good, guys. You know, one day he'll break down. I don't know if that day will be this season, the next season, or the next. He keeps himself in such great shape, but I guess we'll all have to see in that regard. And then will they get consistent play from their backcourt of Reeves and Russell? They have to if they want to at least get in that top six echelon there. They have to, guys. So we'll see. And then the health of Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent. I think that is key for them because they need guys who can defend, who can get out there on people. Right now, you don't have much of a defensive stopper other than Anthony Davis. So there's that. And then, of course, you have first-year coach J.J. Redick. Not sure what he wants to run over there, guys. I'm sure he's not looking to have them run up and down the court, not at LeBron's advanced stage. So I'm sure he's going to want more three-point shooting, more than likely than not. So we'll see what happens there. The Phoenix Suns. I know people want me to say, what about the Bronny effect? I'm not even counting that in the mix. I don't think he makes enough of an imprint on this roster for that to be a question. Sure, they'll have the historic moment of them being in the game together at some point in the season, but that's just for novelty and nostalgia or whatever you want to call it. Anyway. I'll leave that there. And then Phoenix Suns, right now, I'm looking at four starters, Kevin Durant, of course, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. Of course, we'll see what Bradley Beal can give you. Joseph Nurkic. And then also Tyus Jones. So you finally got a point guard there to man the fort for this team. On the bench, Grayson Allen, probably your first guy coming off the bench there. Royce O'Neal, Monty Morris as well, a backup point just in case. Miles Plumlee, Bol Bol, and then Ryan Dunn, your rookie for that team. Question being, can their big three keep them among the top six? They barely did it last season, guys. I think now with a point guard, I think that should kind of help in that regard. You don't have guys to have their ball, the ball in their hand much. So you got a guy that can set them up. So I think he will make things easier for this team. So, yeah, so I kind of answered both questions. I was going to ask about Tyus Jones at point guard. I think having him in the fold, he was with Washington last season. It's tough to get a gauge as bad as they were, but he's with a much better ball club. So I think you'll see much better play for him. In fact, I've been taking him at the end of my drafts thinking that, sure, he may not shoot at all that, but he'll be able to dish the ball and kind of be a threat in that regard. And then the last team we will analyze, the Sacramento Kings, your potential starters, De'Aaron Fox, also Domantas Sabonis, DeMar DeRozan, Keegan Murray, and they're talking about the fifth spot going to, I thought it'd be Malik Monk or Kevin Huerter, but Keon Ellis, they seem to like him over there, guys. So that's your fifth starter. Your bench, Monk, Huerter, like I just said, Trey Lyles, Alex Lynn, who's been a fine backup to Sabonis, Jordan McLaughlin, and then they just got Doug McDermott. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the actor. Who can light it up from three? Of course, the question is DeMar the missing piece for this team? I don't see why not. You know, you're basically replacing DeRozan with what you had in Harrison Barnes. I think DeRozan is the better player. So definitely I think you upgraded in that regard. And then can they repeat as a top 10 defense from the latter half of the season? Again, I don't see why not, although you don't exactly think defense when you think DeMar DeRozan, but Keon Ellis, I think that's what they like about him, his defense. Keegan Murray, his defense they like. So you got a couple of guys in there. So we'll see if they can parlay that into being a top defense. So with that said, guys, order of finish. I'm totally going out on a limb in this division. Sacramento Kings, I'm picking them to finish at the top of this division. Above the likes of Phoenix, above the likes of Golden State, above the likes of the Lakers and the Clippers. Right now, I'm picking Sacramento first, Phoenix second, Golden State third, Lakers fourth, and the Clippers I'm picking last, guys. I understand. I get it. I know Tyronn Lue is there. I get that, but it's just a lot to overcome, guys. You lose Paul George in the offseason, and then you're losing Kawhi right now with indefinitely. That's a hard pill to swallow, guys. So, yeah, I'm picking them last. So, with that said, your playoff teams, I'm going Dallas. I'm going Houston. Oh, I'm going Dallas. Memphis, Houston. I think Houston is the team who can get in, guys. I think Houston gets in. I think OKC, Minnesota, Denver. Again, I don't like their depth, but I think they have enough to get them into the playoffs. And then for the Pacific, I'm picking Sacramento and Phoenix. I understand Golden State. They'll probably do the play-in again. Lakers probably do the play-in again. But I'm just not convinced. I'm not convinced, guys. Yeah, so that's how I'm picking it. And the West was hard. It was hard to pick, but that's the way I'm going with that. And then in this last bit of time, I did want to go over the postseason awards right quick. Tell you who I think can be finalists. As far as the MVP, I think it'll be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think he'll be back in the mix. I'm high on Jason Tatum. I think if his team is able to maintain and his numbers look, I think his numbers going to look very good this year. I think Tatum can be in the mix. And I'm pulling the trigger, guys. I'm pulling the trigger. Jalen Brunson, I think he'll be the third guy. I know you're going to say, where's Giannis? Where's the Joker? I understand. I get it. But, you know, first of all, I think Denver's not going to finish as great as people think. I think that's true. Giannis, although I'm picking them to finish first in that division, I think record-wise, I don't think their record's going to be the greatest because I think Giannis is going to miss time. I think Dame will miss time as well. So they'll win that division, but I think it won't be overwhelming. So, yeah, so I'm picking these three. SGA, Tatum, and Brunson because I think the Knicks is going to just be one of the top teams in the whole NBA. Rookie of the year. This was a tough one, but I'm going to say probably the top pick in the draft, Zachary, I'm saying him for Atlanta, Alex Saar for Washington, and then Zach Edey. And mind you, they're the only three players in that draft who are starting. So I'll say those three guys there. Again, I give an outside shot to a guy I mentioned in Chicago, Matas Buzelis. I think he could surprise. And then the forward in Charlotte as well. Salon. I think he could surprise as well. So, but I'm picking those three guys because at least I know they're starters and they'll play. Coach of the year, I think it'll come down to Ime Udoka because I think he'll have his team back in the fold. Taylor Jenkins for the Memphis Grizzlies. I think he'll have Memphis back and up and running. And Tom Thibodeau, I think if he challenges for best record in the NBA, which I think he can, I think he'll be in the mix as well. So I'm picking those three guys as finalists. Defensive player of the year. I think this should have been the three from last year, to be honest. Victor Wembanyama, Jaren Jackson, although Jaren Jackson was hurt much of last season. But I'm picking him. And then Anthony Davis. I'm picking those three guys as finalists for defensive player. Most improved player. I think it'll be Scottie Barnes. I love what I see of Brandon Miller so far, so I'm picking him. And then Jalen Green, a guy who finished well down the stretch. I think he carries that into the season. I think he's in the conversation for most improved player. Sixth man of the year, I'm going Ben Mathurin for the Indiana Pacers. Bobby Portis, every year you can pick Bobby Portis amongst the top three. And you won't be wrong. And then Grayson Allen. I think Grayson Allen, because of the fact that a guy like Bradley Beal missed time, you know, Durant could miss some time here and there. I think Allen could be one of those guys who can fill in and still give you production off the bench. And then executive of the year, if they finish the way I think they finish, it should be a layup, guys. Leon Rose should be executive of the year. Quit playing around. You should have gave it to him a few other seasons now. But if the Knicks do what they got to do, it'll be Leon Rose. All right, guys. So that's it for me. Once again, all things basketball with GD.com. That's the website. Of course, there you can find all my stuff there. Episodes, videos, support buttons, support this podcast, guys. I got a lot in store for this season, so help a brother out, trying to get to different games and so forth. Your dollars would make that work, so support this podcast. My support buttons are there. Spotify button where you can donate. Buy me a coffee is there. Also, my PayPal button's there. And Cash App, GD that sports dude, $GD that sports dude. Again, $GD that sports dude. I should probably put it in the ticker. I think next time I'm going to put it in the ticker as well. This way you guys see it. So, yes. And then YouTube, I have a YouTube channel, of course. You can find my full episodes. You can find my shorts there. I'm starting to put shorts back on there, guys. Social media, TikTok is where I create the shorts. And IG is where I distribute them. Also do it on Facebook. Twitter, I don't do it as much. I really don't. I can't be bothered with the nonsense on Twitter. I know a lot of people use it, but to me, Elon Musk, I can't roll with him. And then Facebook as well. So, all right, guys. So, again, that's it for me. I'll be back again. You know me, I'm going to give it at least 10 or so games. I don't like to make judgments after a couple of games, you know, after a week's time. I got to ingest the season some in order to get kind of a picture of what's going on. So, you probably won't hear from me a minute. But I still want to work on the Dikembe Mutombo episode. I'm going to work on that. Maybe I'll do that in the interim before I give you a recap of what's going on. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.